We're back on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimball here, along with Carrie Haskell. Our next guest on the program is an Emmy Award winner as co-creator, writer, and one of the stars of the smash Amazon Prime series After Forever. We're happy to be joined this afternoon by Kevin Spertus. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
The show has just taken off. It has become so big and so beloved by fans. You had to know in the process of working on the show and creating that this was something that was going to touch a lot of people.
Well, I have to tell you the truth. To be honest, when my co-creating writing partner, collaborator, Michael Slade, who I share all of this with, we just wanted to tell a story that was personal and meaningful and helped return gay men 50 and above back onto the creative storytelling canvas.
Well, and that's one of the many things that's wonderful about this show is it's a story that unfortunately we don't often see in series of men of a certain age who are also gay. We may get one, we may get the other, but not to see that story of both. And that's what makes it so unusual and such a rare gift.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very proud of it. We're most proud of it. And we just, as I said, we wanted to write this show and create the show that told truth and told story about people like this. And even though it's told through a gay couple, it's really a universal theme about loss and moving on, because there's no real handbook or manual that teaches you how to move on after the loss of a great love.
And that's what makes it so effective and makes it a show that anybody can relate to, because so many of us have been in that situation. Of course, every family has to deal with this along the way. And I no spoilers for anybody who's not caught up or who hasn't watched yet, but you take a very an interesting approach to dealing with the loss of a partner.
Yeah, and well, we can. I mean, after the first episode of season one, and if you haven't watched it, shame on you.
Yes,
but if you have, you know that Brian and Jason are together, and in the first episode, you learn that Jason dies, and the rest of the series is told in present time. Flashbacks, and also Brian's conjuring up, if you will, Jason's conversations, and he's there in person to help him talk through or to decide or to move through a certain situation or a feeling. And and Mitchell Anderson, who plays Jason, is extraordinary, and I'm so glad he came back out of retirement to be in actor opposite me and help deliver this story.
And it works so very well. What is it that makes Brian such a compelling character for you?
Well, you know, when Michael and I were talking about, Michael was a writer on Days of Our Lives, just as I was leaving that show years ago. And when I met him and I asked him what he was doing, he had been telling me he was involved in writing another play or two and working on a spec project. And I said, well, I want to create a character about gay men dating. And, you know, a man who goes out there and dates and is finding challenges in the world. And when Michael added this element of losing a partner, because he had lost his partner a couple years prior to that, which I had not known, it just sort of helped set the canvas for how we were going to tell the story. And, you know, Brian's a regular guy. He's alive. He's 50, early 50s. He's got a sex life. He's got vitality, and he's successful. And all of this is confronted when he is dealing with this loss. So I think his hero's journey of how to love, lose, or move on through that loss and to start again is very compelling. And I believe, like Michael Slade will say, love never dies and a relationship never ends, no matter if it's loss through death or a breakup. You are still in that person's life. They are bonded to you for the rest of our lives.
Well, and you and Mitchell have such great chemistry in the show, but it's a wonderful cast. And then bolstered by some great talents, and exciting to see Anita Gillette in there, Katie Hoffman on board. It's a wonderful group of actors.
And in season two, we've got Mary Beth Peel, who has joined us. She plays my mother. Robert Emmett Lunny, Peter Kim, Christopher J. Hanke, Aaron Cherry, who also won the Emmy Award for season one for Outstanding Supporting Actress. She's back. David Dean Petrell, Jameson Stewart. We got them all. And Lenny Wolpe. Lenny Wolpe and Anita Gillette, who play Brian's in-laws. Season two, they are outstanding. They just knock it out of the park.
We're talking with Kevin Spertus about his series After Forever. Were you surprised by the overwhelmingly strong reaction of fans who have embraced the show the way they seldom do shows?
Yes. You know, we were actually we just wanted to write a show that had meaning, and to get a show like this produced and filmed and made with the outstanding help of Allison Vanor, our fearless producer. We were just happy to get it seen. And when the response and the fan mail started coming to us, we were so touched by how everybody has been affected by this and how moved they've been. We've gotten gay men, 50 and up, who have written us letters saying thank you for telling the story. We've also had women thanking us for telling the story because they too are forgotten after a certain age in the creative storytelling canvas. And then young people writing to us saying, we now know what my dad or my mother may have experienced after the loss of their spouse. So it's really, everybody is touched, and we're so glad for that.
Well, let's set up season two. It's a new relationship for Brian. What are the challenges posed by that?
Brian is moving forward as best he can. And of course, you know, the entire cast of characters is helping him or trying to assist him to move forward. He's involved in a relationship that was set up by his in-laws as a blind date, and he feels that it's going just fine. And what really is the big confrontation is that everybody is dealing with Jason's loss. Everybody is trying to heal that space that he has left behind. So even though Brian is moving forward and going about his life involved with this wonderful man, he is a little blind as to how he may be living it with Jason still attached. Jason is still very present in his life and his thoughts and his feelings and in his heart. And that sometimes gets a little tricky for the relationship.
Brian, you've had such great success on stage, Kevin. You produced the revival of Finian's Rainbow, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And so many of the people in the cast have that theatrical experience. Does that make you different? How does that inform the way you all work on After Forever?
Well, you know, as a producer on Broadway, I was a go-between seeking individuals who wanted to raise money and creatively, invest their finances into a creative project. And I think what producing a stage show and being part of certain shows, I've never actually been in a show on Broadway that I've been a producer on, but those muscles that you learn about raising money and staying with creative people and surrounding yourself with a high octane creative group of people, directors, writers, supporting cast, cinematographers, all these people, you need to know how to gather them. And I think that the Broadway scene was something that helped me sharpen my tools in surrounding ourselves with a great team. Season one and two, actually.
And how are the people at Amazon to work with?
Actually, they're fantastic. We'd like them to invite us in to become part of the full Amazon family. We are self-distributed through self-distributing on Amazon. So right now we are only playing in the United States, and the UK on Amazon, and we are worldwide on a pay-per-view a platform called BingeNetworks.tv.
Well, for anybody who hasn't seen it yet, it really is a remarkable series. After Forever, it touches so many people. It's so honest in its portrayal of life and the experiences we go through, and how you deal with loss and then move on. So my congratulations to you, Kevin, on creating a truly beautiful show. And thanks so much for talking with us about it.
Thanks for having me. And thank you for being such a fan and supporter of the series. And for any other information you may need, go to afterforevertheseries.com, and we hope we get to see you all online watching the series.
That sounds great. Kevin, thank you again so much. Stay safe, and we wish you continued success with the show.
Thanks, Chris.
Kevin Spertus, it's After Forever. Wonderful series.